Welcome to Jazz Therapy, where we explore the intersectionality of jazz, the psyche and psychoanalytic thought, spirituality, and consciousness. I'm your host, Jesse Shapiro. If God wishes to be born as man and to unite mankind in the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, he suffers the terrible torment of having to bear the world in its reality. It is a crux, indeed. He himself is his own cross. The world is God's suffering, and every individual human being who wishes even to approach his own wholeness knows very well that this means bearing his own cross. But the eternal promise for him who bears his own cross is the Paraclete. Carl Jung. And another quote. Anything you are shows up in your music. Jazz is whatever you are, playing yourself, being yourself, letting your thoughts come through. Mary Lou Williams. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Jazz Therapy. I'm really glad to be here with you today. And this episode is entitled Mary Lou Williams, Black Mass of the Andes. And we are going to listen to this piece and talk about it. And I'm going to do something that I've never done before on this show, which is instead of kind of taking a concept and looking at it from sort of the scientific, spiritual, and psychological perspective, and then meditating and listening to jazz, we are going to take one album and listen to it and talk about it and just really run with that today. So the reason that I got this idea is because this week was very emotionally tumultuous for me. I've been doing a lot of inner work on myself lately, and this past weekend, I was at a training and I experienced holotropic breathwork for the first time. Now, holotropic breathwork is a form of breathwork that can induce psychedelic-like experiences, and without using any psychedelic medicines. And I had a very deep, profound experience where I was able to witness and release many intense traumatic experiences from the past, like full-on sobbing and releasing energy in my body. And this was painful, and yet it also felt very requisite and very necessary at the time. And as I experienced these releases, they were deeply cathartic. I was shown several things about my life, some of which were very hard to digest, and I'm still making sense of what I saw. And then I had a deeply profound mystical experience, which was just beautiful. And one does holotropic breathwork with a partner. One time, one is the sitter for one's partner, and the other time, one takes a turn as a breather. And so a huge shout out to my beloved friend and partner, Daisy. And one of the facilitators who helped Daisy and I during our experiences said at the end of this session that holotropic breathwork is really like the agony and the ecstasy, and I could not agree more. And so this week, I found myself feeling very shaken up, unmoored, kind of like my center is off. And I just really have been trying to kind of process everything that came up for me. And it's not necessarily a bad thing that I feel so shaken. It just is. And this is par for the course when one has a psychedelic-like experience. And it's par for the course of growth and healing. However, as I struggled this week with some unhealthy coping mechanisms, I didn't sleep well. I've just felt really shaken. And then I realized sometimes when we are really shaken, this might not be the moment to really analyze right now. A man with a toothache cannot be in love, as Freud famously once said. And basically what this means is when we are so gripped by being in sort of pain or suffering, be it physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, what have you, we cannot really focus on the present moment and be, as he's saying, in love. And this means that when we're going through suffering, we just kind of have to survive and then sort of analyze and process later. And this was really me this week. And so I thought about, what do I need? I really need some spiritual nourishment, was the answer. I need some spiritual juice to uplift me. I need time in prayer and meditation, doing artwork. And then this idea came to me, and this was the grace of God coming. It's an answer to my prayers. And the idea was to do a podcast on the incredible pianist, composer, arranger, visionary, brilliant woman, Mary Lou Williams, her album, Black Christ of the Andes, which is avant-garde, visionary, and just absolutely brilliant. This is the mass that she composed in honor of the Catholic saint, Saint Martin de Porres, or San Martin de Porres. And so when this idea came to me, I really felt like this is what I needed to do this week. And I do want to clarify. So on this show, I do always talk about how I am not a spiritual teacher. I'm a psychotherapist. I'm a spiritual seeker. And I really consider myself a mystic and a Christian mystic, really, if I'm kind of getting right down to it. And so what is mysticism? Now, this is from Britannica. Mysticism is the sense of some form of contact with the divine or transcendent, often understood in the Christian tradition as involving union with God. This is another quote on mysticism. Mysticism is a universal form or expression of spirituality, and as such, it cannot be limited to any one religious tradition or belief system. Like prayer or meditation or worship, spiritual qualities that can exist both inside and outside of any one religious path, so too, mysticism is an expression of spirituality that has a Jewish form, a Muslim form, a Hindu form, a pagan form, a Buddhist form, as well as a Christian form. You can be Christian without being a mystic, and you can be a mystic without being a Christian. So for me, loosely identifying as a Christian mystic, I am all about a deep spiritual oneness with God, with the divine. I do pray to Jesus among many enlightened masters and feel a connection with him. And so, but however, really, I see the beauty in all faith traditions, and I would pray in a mosque if I was invited to one. I would pray in a synagogue if I was invited to one too. I'm really all about the direct connection with God. So I'm saying this because as we're going to listen to this beautiful avant-garde mass that Mary Lou Williams composed, I'm doing it from a place of not trying to push any dogma or doctrine on anyone. I'm not Catholic. I really am a mystic. And so I hope that this piece of music that we're going to listen to is uplifting, is soothing to you, and I know it will be for me. Music has the power to heal. It can uplift the soul and bring people together. Mary Lou Williams. So I'm just going to read a little bit about Mary Lou Williams, and we'll learn a little bit about San Martin de Porres, the saint for whom this mass is composed for, and then we will get right to the listening. So here is a quote. She was beyond category, a pianist who sums up in herself the full essence of jazz and expresses it with skill and perception that few other jazz musicians have even approached. Duke Ellington on Mary Lou Williams. And this is from the liner notes for Smithsonian Folkway Recordings, who recorded or have the rights to this mass that we will be hearing. Mary Lou Williams, the, quote, first lady of jazz, end quote, was an extraordinary pianist, composer, arranger, and master of blues, boogie-woogie, stride, swing, and bebop. Williams' complex harmonies and brilliant phrasing, rooted in spiritual and blues, border on the avant-garde. Now, this is from an article about her that was entitled, Shocking Omissions, Mary Lou Williams choral masterpiece. So Mary Lou Williams began playing the piano when she was around 6 or 7. She was a prodigy. She's playing with professional bands, you know, as a child, and supported her family doing so. And she told a host of Piano Jazz, Marion McPartland, this, quote, "I'm the only living musician that has played all the eras. Other musicians live through the eras and they never change the style." And she did this, said this in an interview in 1978. She performed with many greats, was a close friend of Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, and she took a break after performing for so many years in the early 1950s. Now, this led her to convert to Catholicism in 1954 alongside Dizzy Gillespie's wife, Lorraine. Two priests from the Catholic Church encouraged her to return to performing a few years later and told her she could serve God through her music. One of the priests became her subsequent manager. So it is wonderful she did return to performing, because she just continued to produce so many incredible works of art. And finally, we'll hear a quote from Duke Ellington on Mary Lou Williams. "Mary Lou Williams is perpetually contemporary. She is like soul on soul." And this is again from the NPR article, "Black Christ of the Andes feels like soul on soul, perhaps in ways beyond what Ellington intended by the phrase. The entire composition is concerned with salvation, the well-being of our souls, and the sound, which draws upon blues, gospel, and jazz, can certainly be described with the word, quote, soulful, end quote, that adjective we so often use to talk about music that comes from enslaved Black people and their descendants." So this is also very important too, because Mary Lou Williams was such a phenomenal Black female composer, arranger, pianist, etc. And the mass that she wrote is honoring San Martin de Porres, who was the first Black saint in the Americas. And so we're going to hear just a little bit about him and how this album came about. In 1962, this is from NPR again, the Catholic Church canonized a new saint, a Peruvian brother of the Dominican order named Martin de Porres, the son of a freed slave named Ana Velasquez and a Spanish gentleman who refused to recognize him because he was born with his mother's dark features. San Martin de Porres was a gifted healer who was dedicated to the poor. Today, he is the patron saint of those who seek racial harmony. So this is very salient. And Black Mass of the Andes was first recorded by Mary Lou Williams in 1962. It was not released until 1964. And here's a final quote from NPR again, this article. "After the recording of Black Christ of the Andes, Williams started distributing Mary Lou Williams a one-page handout titled Jazz for the Soul at her performances. The last paragraph tellingly says in all caps, quote, your attentive participation through listening with your ears and your heart will allow you to enjoy fully this exchange of ideas, to sense these various moods, and to reap the full therapeutic rewards that good music always brings to a tired, disturbed soul and all who, quote, dig the sounds." Simply marvelous. So let's just hear a little bit about San Martin de Porres, and then we will go to the album. San Martin de Porres, and this is from Catholic.org, was born in Lima, Peru on December 9th, 1579. He was the illegitimate son to a Spanish gentleman and a freed slave from Panama of African or possibly Native American descent. He suffered a great deal of ridicule for being mixed race, and he started to have mystical experiences and spent many hours in prayer as a young child and adolescent, and he asked for admission into the Dominican Covenant of the Rosary in Lima, and he was received as a servant boy and eventually was able to ask and join the order. And he was known for doing many, many good works, working with the sick, children, and slaves, By the time he died, he was widely known and accepted. Talks of his miracles in medicine and caring for the sick were everywhere. After his death, the miracles received when he was invoked in such greatness that when he was exhumed 25 years later, his body exhaled a splendid fragrance and he was still intact. San Martin de Porres was beatified by Pope Gregory XVI in 1837 and canonized by Pope John Paul XXIII on May 6, 1962. He's become the patron saint of people of mixed race, innkeepers, barbers, public health workers, and more. So this is the soul that inspired Mary Lou Williams to pen and compose Black Mass of the Andes. All right, so let us get to this album. There are 14 tracks on the album and it is 52 minutes long. So I'm going to probably pause and talk about like maybe after every four or five songs. We'll see how that's going. And if you're listening along, you can find this entire Mass album available on the major streaming platform. So go ahead and cue that up so we can all listen together. So let's hear track number one called San Martin de Porres. What an opening. We just heard the first track of San Martin of Black Christ of the Andes entitled San Martin de Porres. That was some absolutely incredible choral singing. The way the singers were using their voices reminded me of what we see in jazz in terms of improvisation, set the stage for more incredible music to come. What did you think of the first piece? It was very innovative. I would put it in the category of emotional innovation. So let us go to the second track on this album now. It Ain't Necessarily So, Mary Lou Williams' interpretation of this Gershwin tune. Track number two. So we just heard It Ain't Necessarily So, the Gershwin tune, and this was Mary Lou Williams' interpretation of it. And it's interesting that she chose to put this song in her Mass. And I see that she is a liberal progressive thinker. I think it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek to do it as well. You know, she's kind of saying that perhaps the way we interpret scriptures, we do this in a metaphorical way. That's kind of what I take from her, including this song in this album. And also the way she plays it is kind of languid, relaxed, questioning. I feel invited to the state of reverie. So I would put this song in the category of emotional reverie. So what did that bring up for you as you heard it? Just sit with that for a bit. All right, well, let's go on to track number three entitled The Devil. And this is a song she wrote on this album along with Ada Moore. So The Devil on Black Christ of the Andes. Let us go.
The devil is a woman.
Wow. We just heard The Devil on Mary Lou Williams' Black Christ of the Andes. The devil looks a lot like you and I is the refrain that we heard in this song. And how brilliant is that? The message she's driving home is that we all have the power to be devils and also to become our true self, a manifestation of our holy Christ self, to hearken back to the quote that we opened this show with, a la Carl Jung. So that we both have within us the potentialities for both. So innovative. I'm just in awe of Mary Lou Williams. Definitely, again, I would put this in the category of emotional innovation, emotional reverie. She can really do it all. All right, so let's go to the next track, song number 4 on Black Christ of the Andes, Miss D.D. And this is a Mary Lou Williams original composition. So we just heard Miss D.D. This is a Mary Lou Williams original composition. This is kind of a dreamy interlude from the last piece. I found myself just kind of relaxing, just sitting with what has been shared so far in terms of this album and just curious about the flow of it all. Miss D.D. All right, well, let us go on to the next song. The next one is called Anima Christi, and this is another Mary Lou Williams original composition as we continue through Black Christ of the Andes, her mass dedicated to San Martin de Porres. So let us go and hear Anima Christi. We just heard Anima Christi, track number 5. And this song with the vocalist, I really heard as him crying out a prayer. We hear the refrain several times, Lord, have mercy on me. Kind of a stream of consciousness, expressions of gratitude, exhortations. It's full of soul and funk, just so original. And I can deeply identify with that sentiment. Lord, have mercy on me. Since when we are struggling and suffering, that is what we are looking for. We're looking for deliverance, some succor, some just relief. So, wow, that was something. All right, let us go on to track number 6. This is called A Grand Night for Swinging. This was a Billy Taylor composition, and she has put this on her album, Black Christ of the Andes, song number 6. So let's go and hear that right now. So we heard A Grand Night for Swinging, this Billy Taylor composition. And Mary Lou Williams really could swing. That comes through on this piece in spades. I think I'm just blown away by the fact that she really could master and had virtuosity in so many of the different styles in jazz. She showed us sort of some swing there, bebop, piano style chords. The energy was just frenetic, intense, directed, like focused. And I felt like I wanted to move. And so that's interesting that she put that song as the next song on this album. That I would put in the category of emotional tone setting, because she really is kind of like galvanizing us to get up and move and be, perhaps be fiercer souls in the world, which would be a good thing. We need that right now. Let's see. Let's go to the next track, number 7. This is My Blue Heaven. This is a jazz standard. Let's hear Mary Lou Williams' version of My Blue Heaven. Go ahead and switch over to listen to that right now. What an amazing version of My Blue Heaven. I could hear her almost, or feel her like closing her eyes, just letting herself improv with this tune, which can be very saccharine sometimes. And yet she, it was almost like you got the sense she could be like flying through the universe, just grooving, creating this piece, just flying. There's an exultant, ebullient feel to the piece. And so much lyricism in the way that she played. This was an innovative, incredible, lovely version of My Blue Heaven. Truly, really cool. All right, let's go to piece number 8, song number 8 on Black Christ of the Andes called Dirge Blues. It's D-I-R-G-E Blues. And this is a Mary Lou Williams composition. So let us hear the 8th track, 8 of 14 on this album, as we make our way through this incredible piece of art. So let's pause here if you're listening along with us and go to YouTube or your major streaming platform to hear Dirge Blues. So we got to hear Mary Lou Williams play the blues in Dirge Blues here. This piece was more somber. This was kind of had a heavier, more melancholy feel. It was like sitting with heaviness, kind of this energy around in the air. This was definitely more intense. I would put this in the category of emotional tone setting and perhaps emotional innovation still, because it just is so original. So what did you think as you heard this piece along with me? It's definitely heavier. Well, let us go now to the next track on Black Christ of the Andes by Mary Lou Williams. The next song is called A Fungus Among Us. So a clever play on words here, clever pun. Let us see where she's going to take us musically next. So go to the next track as you are here along with us. A Fungus Among Us, track number 9, which we just heard. So this piece mirrored, I think, a lot of what I felt this week in terms of kind of chaotic internal tensions, just a bunch of emotions that were really churned up. All of my psychic contents really churned up. And perhaps these are spiritual states that we find ourselves in when the world internally and externally does feel very chaotic, and we're just kind of pulled in many different directions, and the energy's frenetic and sometimes tense and tight, and then sometimes it dissipates. So this really resonated with how I felt a good chunk of this week. What did this bring up for you? I'm also so curious. I wish Mary Lou was here and we could ask her, well, we could ask her so many things, but just ask her about these different pieces, especially that she composed, and sort of the order of her choosing them in this album. Again, I would put this in emotional tone setting and emotional innovation. Well, let's go on and hear track number 10. This is called Cool Bonga. This is a Mary Lou Williams original composition. So go ahead and skip to the next track as you listen along with us. Cool Bonga. Cool Bonga. That was some very fine piano playing. Mary Lou Williams really can do it all. She was energetic, swinging, funky, dynamic, just groovy, cool. This kind of just gave me this sense of feeling like grounded and yet grateful for the joy of being alive, just for being here right now, just for everything, for the gift of life in this really kind of cool, expressive, arty way. Like, that is what this piece is saying to me. Mary Lou Williams, and she composed that herself. So let's go to number 11. This is on this album. This is called 45 Degree Angle. This is a composition by Denzel Best. And this is the next track on Black Christ of the Andes by Mary Lou Williams. So let's go and hear the next piece. "45 Degree Angle". I feel like this piece really invited me to step back and kind of reflect. And the walking bass in that song and this song was really set the mood for it. So this kind of, I feel like, invited me to reflect. And there was like a more masculine energy to the song, like a robustness. So I guess kind of a reflection, not so much like that's airy or more ethereal, but just kind of like a strong, deep, like there's like a groundedness to this piece that really comes across. 45 degree angle. All right, let us go on to track number 12. This is entitled Nicole. And again, it is a Mary Lou Williams original composition as we continue through Black Christ of the Andes, this album dedicated to the life of San Martin de Porres. So let's go hear this track right now. We just heard Nicole. And this song had some elements of lamentation to it, almost like she was communicating, feeling like she's gone through some hard times, or like to the listener that, yes, there's been a lot lost, there's been suffering, and yet there's like a gratitude and an exhortation in the song to keep going. Definitely felt very bluesy, but also very modern as well. This is super, super neat. Nicole. So I would put this in the category of emotional dwelling for me. It's bluesy, and yet there's also some hope to it. It's like we've been through some suffering. We've been through some hard times. Just keep going and things will get better. This is what I'm hearing in this song. All right, our penultimate song on Black Christ of the Andes, Chunka Lunka, song number 13. What a name, very tongue-in-cheek. Let us hear Chunka Lunka. So go now and switch over to this song. Chunka Lunka. And wow, could she swing? This was just some beautiful swinging piano, like true joy. I would put it in the category of emotional innovation. This feeling of the delight at what it is to just be alive, to be having a spiritual experience in a human body, which is what we all are doing as souls here incarnated into our bodies. This was really her letting just that joy flow through her fingers. And Patricio, who's my incredible editor, I am like dying to know what you think of this album, because Patricio is a pianist. He loves Mary Lou Williams and discordant jazz and all kinds of jazz, really. But this is so cool, isn't it, Patricio? This is a really special album. I'm so glad I'm doing this. All right, the ultimate track on this album is entitled Praise the Lord. So let us go to this one to close out this incredible avant-garde piece that we have seen. So share with us and we will finish this album right now. All right, so we just heard Praise the Lord, the final track on Black Christ of the Andes by Mary Lou Williams. And we heard her voice in here. We heard her exhorting everyone to worship the divine. There was so much intensity, soul, blues, all of these elements were in here. And I heard her in this song kind of mention everything and get at the idea that kind of everything is part of God. And so even the sea monsters, you know, shall praise the Lord. Everything under the creation of God shall praise the Lord. And this song was so innovative and creative and just pulsating with energy. And this whole album, I really am speechless. Just, you know, this was recorded in 1962. Like, what an incredible visionary, just that this streamed out of her. Now, you guys, this has got to be the coolest mass you have ever heard, because I think it is the coolest one I've ever heard, in honor of San Martin de Porres, Black Christ of the Andes, or this piece that she wrote to honor him. So just let yourself sit with that. I feel that in listening to this piece, my soul is definitely soothed and uplifted. I got what I needed to out of just going through a week of intense emotional turmoil. We are also in the middle globally of, especially in the United States, a lot of turmoil, political turmoil. What is happening is very disturbing, and we must keep our light. We must keep our humanity. We must keep going, because everybody who's listening out there, you are a splinter of the infinite deity, as Carl Jung said. You have a light in you that never goes out, and we need you to shine that light. We all do during these times, be it personal turmoil or turmoil that is happening in the world, political upheaval. So just keep that as a reminder. And just to close, a couple quotes. Every psychic advance of man arises from the suffering of the soul. Another Carl Jung quote. And the beauty of jazz is that it's a language that transcends words. It has the ability to speak directly to your emotions. Mary Lou Williams, and one more finally by her, music is the key that opens the doors to your soul. Well, thank you for being with me here today. Thank you for taking this incredible musical walk as we went through Black Christ of the Andes. Check back with us for our next episode. May jazz therapy soothe your soul. Thank you for listening, reflecting, and being present with us today. Please leave us a review and comment. Jazz Therapy is edited and produced by Patricio Garcia. Sage Salmon is our social media coordinator. To connect with us, find us on Instagram and TikTok. Our email is info@jazztherapy.com. Check back next week for our next episode. May jazz therapy soothe your soul.